All glories to Sambalpur. All glories to Shri Guru and Gaur, God who sees divine grace. Srila Prabhupada. Om. Ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Guruve namah. Sri Chaitanya Manavishnam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Guram Vaishnavamja Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Vidamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namasude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haribri Vancha Kalpataruvyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patita Nam Pavanembyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Together. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhakta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sai Bhutale Shrimadi Bhakti Vidhan Swami Dhanana Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Bhashwara Desadharane Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As once my God brother said, who's from this track of land, from U.S. He said that, Maharaj, there's no culture in America. He was right. Culture is, the real culture is the Vedic culture, which is the ancient and the oldest. Many people were thinking only people of that track of land, especially Hindus or maybe Brahmins can have this culture. Others have no right, which was totally against the principles of Vedic culture. Everyone has a right to adopt this culture and follow this culture and become purified. No question of caste, color and creed. We are very thankful to our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada who gave us the real understanding of scriptures, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. These understandings were there. Unless someone is there to present to the masses, masses cannot understand. So we cannot repay the debt of Srila Prabhupada. He broke all the barriers of caste, color and creed, basis on scripture. He didn't concoct anything. Concoction doesn't work. Concoction, one may be able to do concoct for some time, but one cannot concoct all the time. So, according to Vedic culture, there's so much to learn. I might have said this earlier, but I failed to repeat this. According to the Vedic culture, a woman has a very special place. Very, very special place. Because of the lack of Vedic culture, we are disrespecting women all over the world. Even in India also. When they give up the culture, then no understanding. So, ladies have very special place in the Vedic culture and they are very respectable. Why women are disrespected? Because of our conditioned state. We think that woman is a machine to enjoy. That's very sinful. Krishna, by his leela, like Draupadi leela, Mother Draupadi was disrespected by the son of Dhritarashtra. They were doomed to finish. Mother Sita, the goddess of fortune, was disrespected by Ravana. Ravana's whole dynasty was finished. He never thought that I will be finished one day. But nobody was there even to give oblation to the Ravana or his family members. He died and the lost. But Vibhishan did, on the request of Lord Ram, you please do the last rites of your brother and other family members. So, these kind of happenings takes place in the Vedic culture. Wherever their woman is not respected, they are finished, they are doomed. Does not matter how big he may be a demigod, he may be a this, he may be a that. Anyone who is not respectful to the woman, he has to pay the very heavy price for this. So Srila Prabhupada, who's very, very special Vaishnava, who was sent by Sri Krishna to revive this Vedic culture and save the humanity from going to hell. So Srila Prabhupada respected women very much. I have seen this myself. And it's very, very important. If we want to make advancement on the path of devotion, if you want to become a devotee or make spiritual progress, then me, you, he, she, not she, but me, you, he, we should all respect the woman. That's why Prabhupada gave us Mataji. Mataji means mother. But once one devotee in the Western world, he said, Maharaj, I said, yes. Oh, that Mataji is very nice. I said, oh, good. But I want to marry her. Mother, you want to marry your mother? Mother is just for saying. Not that thinking that she is just like my mother. I should respect her just like my mother. No, it's not only for saying, but we should put this practical into our day-to-day life. Prabhupada gave us so many things. Prabhuji, we call each other Prabhu. I remember once in the early days, I called Prabhupada Prabhu. I didn't know I'm supposed to call him Prabhupada. But Prabhupada didn't say anything. But Hiridyananda Maharaj was there and he immediately corrected me. He said, no, Prabhu, Prabhu, Prabhupada. So I said, I'm sorry. So I called. But Prabhupada didn't feel anything, you know. He didn't felt bad that I called him Prabhu. But after that, I don't think I made this mistake. Prabhu means you are my master, I'm your servant. Mataji means you are my mother, I am your son. This is the way women should be treated. And this is the need of the time. People are going down and down, down and down, because they are disrespecting the Matajis. You know, I might have mentioned earlier, but I repeat, three important departments, very important. One is education. Other is finance. Third is defense. You know who's heading these departments? Education is headed by Mother Saraswati. Without the Mother of Saraswati, I cannot know anything. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. When we pray, she's the head of this. Even when Lord Sri Krishna was on this planet and he's acting like a human being, when he wanted to learn a flute from one person who was also his devotee, so he said, Krishna came to him, little boy, he said, teach me the flute. He said, give me the flute, you have so many flutes, I want to play the flute. So then Krishna started playing, so then this teacher said, no, first you have to pray to Mother Saraswati. See, etiquette. So Lord Sri Krishna prayed to Mother Saraswati on the request of this teacher. Saraswati was shaked, Supreme Personality of Godhead is praying to her. So without Mother Saraswati's grace, we cannot know anything. Education department, Vidya, is under the control of a mother. Then, everybody wants money. Money is honey. Is that right? Everybody wants money. We are all after money. You know, who's controlling this money department? Mother Lakshmi. She is the head. Without the grace of Mother Lakshmi, you cannot have the money. She is the head of this department. And Lord doesn't interfere in anybody's department. Then third department is the defense. You know, who's taking care of defense? Anybody knows? Huh? Mother Durga. She takes care of defense. So, we need the mercy of mothers. If in my heart I'm not trying to be respectful to the mother, then I should forget that I will make any advancement on this path of devotion. I hope everybody understood. Thank you very much. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiriye. Nashta Parayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke. Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtati. Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, Chapter 12, Text 11. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Sarvatmane Achyute Sarve Tivira Ogam Bhaktim Udavahan Dadarsha Atmani Bhuteshu Tam Eva Avastitam Vivam Sarvatmani Achyute Sarve Tibrogam Bhaktim Udvahan Dadarshatmani Bhuteshu Tam Eva Vastitam Vibhum Sarvatmani Achyute Sarve Tibrogam Bhaktim Udvahan Dadarshatmani Bhuteshu Tam Eva Vastitam Vibhum. హరి బోల్.
ప్రభు, యు నీడ్ టార్చ్, నీడ్ దిస్.
వెరీ గుడ్. He is very nice devotee. I like him very much. He comes here. Once I came very early, I don't know, about 2 o'clock to chant. He was already there. I think he was there 1:30 or 1 o'clock. Comes and chant. It's wonderful. We should learn. We should appreciate good souls. And this way we will make progress. Matajis. సర్వాత్మని అంటూ ద సూపర్ సోల్ అచ్యుతే ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ అసర్వే విదౌట్ ఎనీ లిమిట్స్ తీవ్ర ఓఘాం విత్ అన్రిలెంటింగ్ ఫోర్స్ భక్తి డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఉదవహాన్ rendering dadarsha he saw atmani in the supreme spirit bhuteshu in all living entities tam him eva only avasthitam situated bevam all powerful. Translation, please repeat. Dhruv Maharaj rendered devotional service unto the Supreme, the reservoir of everything, with unrelenting force. While carrying out his devotional service to the Lord, he could see that everything is situated in him only, and that he is situated in all living entities. The Lord is called Achyuta because he never fails in his prime duty to give protection to his devotees. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Arvind Bhakti Vidhan Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Not only did Dhruv Maharaj perform many sacrifices, but he carried on his transcendental occupation of engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణసాయ బుద్ధి శ్రీమతి భక్తి విధాన స్వామి తినే నమస్తే సచ్చుదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణ నిశేషుని బాధి పాశ్చాత్యసారణి. డియర్ డివోటీస్, బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ మదర్స్, వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్ టు నోట్ హియర్. ద పాయింట్ ఈస్ దట్ ధ్రువ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ వెరీ బిజీ. ఈస్ ఎ కింగ్, కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్, పర్ఫార్మింగ్ మెనీ సాక్రిఫైసెస్. But he didn't neglect the devotional service to the Supreme Lord. What to learn here? We are also busy in so many things in this material world, doing this, that, taking care of Griha, our family, this. But we must not forget, my first and foremost business is to render devotional service to the Supreme Lord. I remember once one devotee, I think he was in a Western body, came to see Srila Prabhupada And he had long hair. Prabhupada was very upset. So why you long hair? You are reviving your old habits. Oh, Prabhupada, I am doing business. What do you mean business? Our real business is perform devotional service. Prabhupada was so emphatic about this point, I remember. So devotees, Maya is very powerful. Very, very powerful. And if we won't avail this opportunity which is given to me, my Supreme Lord, opportunity of this human body, if I won't become Krishna conscious, then it's very big loss for me. Very big loss. I have no idea how big loss is that. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that if one, after having this human form, he does not atone his sins. We all have committed sins in different degrees. Me, you, he, she, nobody can say, though, I am pure devotee. Even pure devotee didn't say, I am pure devotee, because this is the nature of this material world. Even Lord was acting when he's as his own pure devotee, Lord Chaitanya, he said, oh, I don't know anything. And he said, go to Ramananda Raya for Krishna Katha. He will send some devotee to Ramananda Raya. I also go to hear from him. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. But how the devotee should act? Lord is acting. So, pure devotee never says, I am pure. They say, I am very fallen. What to speak of? Me, you, he, she. So, in the 11th canto, it is mentioned, after having this human body, one hasn't atoned his sins. He's not able to do that. Or he hasn't done that. Then he's in a great loss. Big loss. What is the loss? It's mentioned that he will stay in the hell as long as the life of Brahmaji. Me, you, he, she, we cannot imagine the how big is the life of Brahmaji. You know Brahmaji's life? In one day, 1,000 yugas. This is the, now, Iron Age, Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age, Satyug, Treta, Dwapur, Kaliyug. 1,000 yugas. In one day, 1,000 yugas in one night. And Jiva has to stay in the hell. And my mind says, oh, who has seen the hell? There is no hell, but hell is there. By my thinking, hell is not going to disappear. If I won't behave myself, then I have to pay the big toll for that, my misbehavior. So one must atone. Doesn't matter if soul is in the man's body or in a woman's body. All the bodies must atone their sins and prepare to return back home, back to Godhead. This is a beautiful chapter. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. So glorious, so beautiful. So here the teachings, Srila Prabhupada is giving us beautiful, but put all the purpose of Srila Prabhupada, so beautiful. He's saying that Dhruva Maharaj was very busy performing many sacrifices. He was a king. King should perform sacrifices. But he carried on his transcendental occupation. What is the transcendental occupation? Of engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. Anyone who is a devotee is glorious. Ravana, very powerful king, demon, Brahmin, but not devotee. Doomed, finish. Amrish Maharaj, very big king. Glorious, because he was a devotee. He was all, with all his senses, all the senses he engaged unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruvasa Muni, very big mystic, very powerful, he used to get angry very quickly. And he wanted to kill Amrish Maharaj. Amrish Maharaj standing with folded hands. And Dhruvasa has to surrender unto the lotus feet of Amrish Maharaj. He understood the power of devotion and bhakti. Even great mystics are nobody before a bhakta. Bhaktas are very humble, great, and very much liked by Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Because a devotee has a real understanding. What is the real understanding? Why? What is the reality in serving the Lord? You know, anyone who's after this, anyone who's karmi or jnani or yogi or one who wants some mystic siddhis, they are just like, you know, temporary things. Everything is temporary. Like, some people like to walk on the water, they can do. Anima, lagima, prapti. So, one yogi was walking on the water. Another said, this is the business of a 2 paisa. 2 paisa. India, we have paisas. Not pennies are here. But 2 paisa, you can ride in the boat and cross the river. But you perform great austerity just to walk on the water, just to make sure. This is all nonsense. You become smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest. Anima, lagima, prapti. You can achieve anything sitting here, get the things from, you know, Afghanistan. I met one such yogi, and he brought a dry fruit for us. And I was told that he can bring anything, but what is the use of that? And his guru came. I was there, and this yogi's guru came, and he has this siddhi. His guru came, and guru was wonderful. And I wanted to go, and he said, oh no, I was coming, then his guru was there. He said, Gurudev, one sadhu is coming, one saint is coming, you please stay. And he met me, his guru was so humble, and he chastised him for that, what is the nonsense you are doing this? You are trying to become a mystic yogi. He stopped him. And actually he was becoming like a Sai Baba, long hair, and this and that. Sai Baba, what is Sai Baba? To perform some magics, you can entertain Krishna. You can fool some people, or many people you can fool. You can fool some of the people all the time. You can fool some of the people sometime, for some of the time, but you can fool all the people for all the time. This is happening. No, we don't want anything. Because everything is of temporary nature. Everything is doomed to decay, except one, bhakti, devotion. Devotion means we serve the Lord. What we expect in return? Only service. Why? Because the Lord is the ocean of transcendental qualities. When we serve Him by chanting, by remembering, by performing other shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. When we perform these devotional services, they're so palatable, so wonderful. Devotee doesn't want anything. Lord Kapildev is telling to his mother, Devahuti, in the 3rd canto of Bhagavatam. Devotional service is so glorious, so beautiful. Devotee doesn't want anything else. This is what Lord Kapildev is telling to his mother, Devahuti. Devotee doesn't want any kind of mukti. The mukti is sarupya, samipya, salokya, sarishti, sayujya. Devotee doesn't want any kind of mukti. But one mukti devotee will never want to merge into the transcendental effulgence of the Lord. Devotee will never like that. But devotee doesn't want mukti. He just wants service. Because service to Sri Krishna is so beautiful, cannot be described. Cannot be described. Nothing of this material world can be compared with the devotional service. That's why Lord Chaitanya said, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I don't want money. I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want to become big poet, kavitam, or big orator. Big orator also attracts many people. They think, oh, we are great. You are not great in the eyes of Krishna. You are attracting some fools, you know. Fools are attracted. Prabhupada used to say, one fool is praised by many fools. What is the value of that? You can attract some fool. People, those who are not devotees, they are fools. Doesn't matter, they may be 10 million, 20 million, or 100 million, and billion, does not matter. Only devotees are intelligent. Je Krishna bhaje, sei bada chatur. One who is not a devotee is a fool, number one. So, when they attract the fools, they think, I am great. I am attracting so many people. No. Srila Prabhupada, once speaking in England, I think about 1 week discourse was arranged for Prabhupada by his devotee. Shri Dakshai Vishnu, he left his body in Delhi, and big advertisement was made, and the first day, many people came. Second day, few hundred were gone, then reducing every day. Towards the end, only 50 devotees, 50 persons were left. So this, he asked this Prabhupada, people are reducing every day. I don't know what he was thinking in his mind, but answer Prabhupada gave. Prabhupada said, I am selling diamonds. Everybody cannot buy diamonds. If you go to the vegetable market, so many you will find, so many people. But if you go to the diamond market, hardly there is anyone. So this Krishna consciousness, this devotional service is a diamond which everybody cannot buy. But everybody has the opportunity to buy these diamonds. It's not that a very high class Brahman can buy this diamond. No. What is the price for this bhakti? Like Lord Nityananda. Nadiya gadrume Nityananda Mahajan. Patiya chena mahata jivere karan. Lord Nityananda. Most merciful Lord. He has opened up the marketplace. What are you selling? Holy name. Holy name is being sold? Yes. What is the price? Shadhavan jan hai. Shadhavan jan hai. O people of faith. Only faith. Price of the holy name is faith. Prabhur agya bhai. Mange ye bheksha. Bolo Krishna bhajo Krishna. Karo Krishna sheksha. My Mahaprabhu has ordered me. Lord Chaitanya has ordered his elder brother Nityananda when they were in Puri. Shripad, go and go door to door. My Lord, my Mahaprabhu has ordered me. Prabhu agya ma. Bhai, mangai bhiksha, I am asking this arm from you, from this charity from you. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. The price of this bhakti is of faith. And this faith can be developed by the mercy of those who have full faith unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. How Prabhupada gave faith to the whole world? Because he has a full faith in Krishna. He was able to give to the whole world. It's not something, you know, some accidental. No. Prabhupada was able to arouse our faith because he has the faith. Prabhupada tells that person is tied with the ropes and there is another person next to him tied with the ropes and he asks him to untie me. Can he do that? He is also tied with the ropes. So now what is what's happening? I am tied with the ropes but I want to untie your ropes. It's not possible. I am tied, you know. When I am conditioned state, how I can help you? Prabhupada was on a liberated stage. He helped the whole world. Now we have to take to his help. In the core of our heart. His help was so wonderful, so great. Nobody could imagine what he has done. So, only price of this devotion service is faith. This is what Lord Nityananda has said. We have to chant Hare Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, worship Krishna, tell others about Krishna. Then we will become recipient of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Nityananda and all the predecessor acharyas. So Dhruva Maharaj didn't, neglect his transcendental occupation of engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. Though he was very busy. What I am busy? I am busy in nothing. A householder is busy in nothing. He was a king. But he is pure devotee, transcendentally situated. The ordinary karmis who want to enjoy the results of fruitive activities are concerned only with sacrifices and ritualistic ceremonies. Condemned. As enjoined in the Vedic Shastra, bhukti mukti siddhi kami saklere ashant. Krishna bhakta nishkam keta eva shant. Krishna bhakta devotee doesn't want anything. That's why they are peaceful. Although Dhruva Maharaj performed many sacrifices in order to be an exemplary king, he was constantly engaged in devotional service. The Lord always protects his devotees, his surrendered devotees. A devotee can see that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hirdeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Ordinary persons cannot understand how the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. But a devotee can actually see him. Not only can the devotee see him outwardly, but he can see with spiritual vision that everything is resting in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As described in Bhagavad Gita, Matsthani Sarabhutani, that is the vision of Mahabhagavat. He sees everything others see, but instead of seeing merely the trees, the mountains, the cities, or the sky, he sees only his worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything, because everything is resting in him only. This is the vision of the Mahabhagavat. In summary, a Mahabhagavat, a highly elevated pure devotee, sees the Lord everywhere as well as within the heart of everyone. This is possible for devotees who have developed elevated spirit, devotional service to the Lord. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Shurita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hridesho Vilokayanti. Only those who have smeared their eyes with the ointment of love of Godhead can see everything. See everywhere the Supreme Lord face to face. It is not possible by imagination or so-called meditation. Here, the time is finished, but I will take a couple of minutes more. Mahabhagavat, in summary, a Mahabhagavat, a highly elevated pure devotee sees the Lord everywhere. Devotees, I will tell you my experience, little experience. In the beginning, when we came to this movement, though I like the souls in white body very much, but when I was in their close contact, then I had some difficulty, you know. Our upbringings are a little different according to our karma. Soul is all pure. So once I complained to Prabhupada, I made complaint. And he didn't entertain my complaint. He chastised me. So what I'm trying to say, he was able to see super soul in everybody. He didn't say as a white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. No. He saw that soul in everybody. I remember in 1975, our god brother Garg Muni wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Said, Prabhupada, these women are just problem in the temple. He was sannyasi that time. I don't think we should let them stay in the temple, Prabhupada. We should kick out all the women. You know, what was Prabhupada's reply? He said, no, I cannot do that. Women are also soul. They are also Krishna's part and parcel. They also have a right to perform a devotional service. Prabhupada replying this to Gargamuni. So Gargamuni, he's no more sannyasi. When you become inimical towards anyone, then Maya will come and attack you. But if you're respectful, you know, another thing one saint has said in India very nicely. What he has said. You know, this bhakti is a female and Maya is also a female. But if you become bhakta, then Maya is not going to attack you much. She won't attack you. But you become jnani, jnan, knowledge is a male. Or you become what you call vairagya, renunciate, is also male. Then you will very quickly attacked by Maya. Maya Devi will come and attack you. So, to save ourselves, we have to take shelter of Mother Bhakti. Then Maya, female doesn't attract a female. Maybe in this country, but in general not. In general terms, female doesn't attract the female and male doesn't attract the male. Now see, this homosexual is so nonsense, so perverted, you know. They're marrying. Eh? I was in San Francisco, there's a gay parade. 100,000 gay people joined the parade, my God. I didn't see the parade, thank God. But I was told that gay parade was there today, San Francisco. Males are attracting male, females are, this is all nonsense. And actually this is a royal road to hell, you know. Preparing a royal road. But Prabhupada has come to save us. So Bhakti, Mother Bhakti, if you take shelter of her, she will protect us from Maya. Female doesn't attract a female in a transcendental platform. In the material platform, anything can happen. But in general, female doesn't attract the female. Thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments? We have few minutes till the prasadam is started. Yes, head pujari ji.
You mentioned, I guess it was a saying that you can't fool all the people all the time. And a few other things like that.
Yeah.
Where is that saying from? I heard it before.
Oh, I think it came from Prabhupada.
Prabhupada.
But don't you think it's logical? Don't you think this is logical?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not sure. What well, other devotee thinks? What Swas thinks? Is it logical? Is it logical? What Suradas thinks?
From
President Kennedy. You sure? It didn't come from Prabhupada?
Prabhupada may have repeated it. He said that in a big speech.
Makes? What is that?
And he was quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's good. Say again. Exactly. No, but anyway, in general also, Krishna and in general also. Yes, Pujari ji? Thank you very much. Any other question, comments? We have 6 minutes more. 8:30, prasadam is going to start 8:30. Yeah. Yes.
Until we conquer completely sexual desire.
Until?
We conquer with beat up sexual desire in our heart. We cannot honor mothers properly. We cannot see the dark spirit soul.
We cannot.
This question, we cannot see mothers like spirit soul.
Yeah.
It's true.
This is a question.
Yes, maybe you can elaborate.
You know, you cannot see, but you have to practice. You have to practice to see. Like, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, you know how many times he pay obeisance every day? 1,008 times. He say, I'm very puffed up. To teach us. He was a pure devotee, Mahabhagavat. Practice, you have to practice. And unless you are pure, you think you should not see mothers as mother. You should try to see. It's your contamination. It's your conditioned state, which is not letting you see mother as mother. But you have to practice, you have to train this foolish mind. We have to train this foolish mind. No, rascal mind, your stupid mind. No, she's my mother. You're looking at her in a different angle. That is your contamination. Means contamination of the mind. We cannot see, but we have to practice. Lord has recommended, Abhyasena tu kaunteya. Viragena jagriyate. In the 6th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Lord is saying, Chanchalam himana Krishna, Arjuna is saying, Paramathi valvadradam pasya tasyaham nigraham manne vayureva sadushkaram. My dear Lord, Sri Krishna, very difficult to control this mind. Krishna saying, Abhyasena tu kaunteya. Practice. Vairagya. Detachment. Oh, nothing is going to go with me. That is a fact. I may realize or may not realize. But I have to train this stupid mind. Vairagya and practice. Practice make man perfect. Thank you very much. Any Matajis? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram, Ram. Hare, Hare. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. All of you will be there in 2 minutes for Prasadam. All still 2 minutes are there. Thank you very much. You mind bringing to my room?
Room?
Yeah. Are you in a hurry?
Is it open?
I'm just coming with you.